Boker Tov, everyone. Birshus Lash Yeshiva. We are on page 246. We're in Simen Sadi, Siv Chaf. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, tells us, the Olam Yikanis Adam Shir Shnei Psochim Mebeis HaKnesses Ve'acher Kach Yitpalel. A person should enter the Beis Knesset, the Shir of two doorways, and then and only then he should daven. So this Gemara has at least three different Perushim. Three of them are going to be brought over here in Shulchan Aruch. Of what is the kavana of this Gemara that a person should enter the Beis Knesses, the Shneir of Shnei Psachim, and then only dab. The first opinion is, the reason for this halacha is, which is the first day over here in Shulchan Aruch, is that you shouldn't sit near the doorway to Shul because it looks like you're trying to leave as soon as possible. You shouldn't be the guy that's right next to the door. It looks like as soon as Davi's never going to fly out the door, you should come into the Shul more than Shneir Shnei Psachim. So the first opinion looks like it's like a bizayon that looks like you're trying to leave as quickly as possible. The second opinion in the Rishonim is that it's an order that if you sit right next to the doorway, you're going to be looking outside the shul and you're going to look at the street and the cars passing by and the people passing by and it's going to mibabel your kavana, and that's why you don't sit next to the door. The third opinion is not exactly a shear of how much you have to enter into the Beit Knesset. The third opinion is that it's the amount of time you have to wait. You shouldn't enter in the shul and immediately start Shmon Esrei. Let's say it's Mincha Marav and you came a little bit late. You shouldn't walk in the shul and immediately start Shmon Esrei because you have to miyashiv your das first. You have to wait the amount of time it takes to walk Shir Shnei Psachim, and then you could go in and then you go into Davin. The question is, what is the Shir Shnei Psachim? So that is also Machlokas, as Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzal brings down over here in Dibra Masel Ches Tfachim. The Mechaber over here is going to say Ches Tfachim, which is 8 tfachim, which is a very, very small amount. And Rav Nevetzal is going to tell you it on this machlokas Rishonim, do you hold it ches tfachim or ches amos? Okay, ches amos is about 12 feet. That's a lot of space. And ches tfachim is a much, much smaller. It's maybe a foot. Not even. Then that's going to be a much smaller shear. If you hold like the opinion that holds that it's in order to enter into the shul, in order that you should go ahead and dive in. So then he says like this, L'chora, Shita Rishona B'Shulchan Aruch, which is that Shita, D'Yishur Makom Yesh Ligros Tfachim. That's an inin of Tfachim, a little bit away from the doorway, that's going to be enough. D'Yim Nigros Ches Amos, because if you say it's Ches Amos, you have to enter Ches Amos into the Beis Knesses. Everyone has to be 8 Amos, 12 feet from the doorway of the Beis Knesses. If it's a small shul, you've just made the shul very much, even much, much smaller. It wouldn't be able to handle any people in the shul if it's a small shul. So therefore, it must be Ches Tfachim. But he says if it's the amount of time that it takes, you have to wait. The third opinion, the Shulchan Aruch, it's the amount of time you have to wait in order before you start Shmon Esrei to say Ches Tfachim, that's one step. That's not enough time. It must be Ches Amos, that it takes time to walk a few steps into the shul, that amount of time, a few seconds to miyashiv your das before you start Shmon Esrei. Let's see it all inside over here. Sif Chaf. It says like this, Yikani Shir Shnei Psachim V'Acher Kach Yitpalel. We'll go into the shul Shnei Psachim and then go ahead and daven. Yesh Meforshim, the first opinion over here, Shir Shnei Psachim, Dehainu Ches Tfachim, which is the Shir of 8 Tfachim. Yikanis Lifnim, you should go inside to the Shul. Shilo Yeshiv Eitzel HaPesach. Shinir Kamaso Yeshiv Beit Knesset. It looks like it's a burden to sit in the Shul. Lefizeh, according to this first opinion, Im Yesh Lo Makom Yuchad Eitzel HaPesach Em Bekachlum. If your makom kavu in the shul, according to the first opinion, is right next to the door, you don't have to worry about it because that's your makom kavu. It doesn't look like you're trying to leave the shul. Everyone knows that that's your makom kavu. That's your name over there. Everything. Everyone knows that's your makom kavu. It wouldn't be a problem. The second opinion, yesh mefarshim shatam, minei shemabit lachutz veini yachol lechavein. It looks like you're going to look outside the window and you're not going to be able to pay attention. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, this came the minhag, he brings down over here, that nowadays we all have an azara before the Beis Knesses. Most shuls don't have the door that leads right to Rishus HaRabim. You first have a hallway or things like that in order that you won't be able to look outside and get mebalbel your kavan. And the third opinion, sorry, it says it like this. Yeah, in the third opinion, v'yesh mefarshim, shelo yimahir litpalel miyad shikanes. You shouldn't run into shul and immediately start your Shmon Esrei. Elo yisha shir shnei psachim. You should wait the amount of time it takes to walk shnei psachim and then go ahead and daven. And the mechaber paskins over v'nachol nachosh l'chol perushim. You should be choshesh for all the perushim. And according to Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzal, the third perush, you should wait. If you get into mincha, you're a little bit late. They start your Shmon Esrei right away. You shouldn't walk in and right away start your Shmon Esrei. You should sit there for a few seconds, miyashiv your das, and then go ahead in your shmon esrei. You shouldn't start right away, and you should be machmir for all the perushim. You shouldn't sit in the chair right next to the doorway if it's mamish right next to the doorway, so it doesn't look like it's a muscle. It's a burden that you sit in the shul. And also the second perush, you shouldn't sit next to a window or a doorway that looks right out to the street. If it looks out to the entrance to the shul, that's not a problem. But if it's going to look out into the street, and it might be affect your kavana, then you should not go ahead and sit over here. That's the Gemara over here, and from Gemara Brachos Chesam and Alf, and that's how we paskin over here in Shulchan Aruch Lake, and we're machmir for all three perushim, like the Shulchan Aruch writes over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Here we go. Siv Chaf Aleph. Now, says we're going to do Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis together because they're very similar halachas, and wait to land because it's a little bit of a strange halacha. It says like this: Tzarich Shaloye Dover Chautzeitz. You're not allowed to have anything that is going to separate between you and the wall. Right now we're talking about like pieces of furniture or things like this that are in your way. You have a couch in between you and the wall. You shouldn't stand there that's in your house. Let's say you have furniture over there. You shouldn't have a separation between you and the wall. The Mishnah Berurah over here brings a pasuk. Shenamar v'yasev chizkiyahu panav el hakir v'yitpalel. Chizkiyahu HaMelech stood before the wall and davened right in front of the wall. So you should be davening in front of the wall, or at least not have anything between you and the wall. Now, what is considered a chatzitza? Says the Mechaber V'davar Kavua Kagon Aron. If you have a big closet or you have a big armoire, things like this that are kavua, they sit there all the time. V'teva Ina Chotzitzin, those are not chotzitz because of the davar kavua. Yes, that's like the wall. If they're davar kavua, that they're always sitting right there, that's a davar kavua, it's not chotzitz. And then he says, "Lo chashiv mechitza," says Ramah. "Lo chashiv mechitza rak bedaver gadol shegavo yud." It's only things that are big things that are yud tfachim high v'rochbo dalad and at least four tfachim wide. Aval daver katan lo chashiv hesek. It's a little small thing that's sitting on the floor in front of you that is not considered a hesek. The Achronim disagree with the Ramah over here in Sivkatan Samaches. Mishnah Berurah says, "V'arpi chodesh chodek." The Chaim B'Sefer Mar Mordechai Katan Medivrei Tshuvas Rambam Shehuva Beisayos Lo Mash Mahachi. He says, "Mikol Mokom Hasaf Solim Shuvah Beisik Neses LeKuli Yalam Lo Chashiv Hefsek Dikfuim Heim." However, the chairs or the benches in the shul, that is not considered a hefsek. That is considered a davar kavua. So those are certain things that are not hefsek. Furthermore. Siv Katan Samach Vav, very importantly, says like this: "I am betas the kol davar shu tzarich l'tfila. Anything that's needed for tfila, afilu hu gadol harbe. Even if it's going to be a very tall thing, eino chashiv hesek. Kegon hashulchan shebeis kenesis beneichan alav a sitter, like the table that you have in front of you that you put your sitter down. Like in most shuls, they have something to put the sitter down. That's not considered a hesek. And therefore, he says, v'chein dagu beis kenesis sheizne kol echad shulchan katon shekoring stender shaminichan alav a sidorim, and therefore a stender that it sits in front of you during shul, that's not considered a chatzitza either, because that is letzarech hatfila. Anything that's for letzarech hatfila is not considered a hesek between you and the wall. By the way, in Siman Sadi Gimel, he brings down another reason why you don't have something in between you and the wall. Siman Sadi Gimel. Last one second. Yeah, sorry, Siman Sadi Ches. Siv Dalet. Over there in Siv Dalet, Siman Sadi Ches, it is medamet tfila to a bunch of different halachas in Hilchos Korban. And he says over here, he says, "V'shelo yachotz davar beinu l'kli. Dumya de korban, shechatzitza potzelet beinu l'kli." Just like there's a korban, you're not allowed to have a chatzitza, so too over here, you're not supposed to have a chatzitza between you and the wall. Okay, that's another reason why they say over here, dumya de korban, not to have a chatzitza. But these are different things. Shtenders are going to be fine, tables are going to be fine. Oh, the big question over here, which gets a little difficult over here, is the following halacha, the end of Kaf Aleph and Siv Kaf Beis. So the Mechaber over here says, V'chein bali chayim in chotzeitzim, he says animals are not chotzeitz. If you have some reason, you have a pet in your house, and therefore that animal is not going to be chotzeitz, according to the Mechaber. Afilu adam eino chotzeitz. So the Mechaber over here says, Maker de dina, a person is not chotzeitz. So you have the first row of people, second row of people, third row of people, that's not considered a chotzeitz. That's what we would have assumed, I think. But the Ramah says like this, V'li nir de bali chayim chotzeitzim. He thinks that an animal is chotzeitz, the Ramah. The Ramah thinks that not only it's chotzeitz, he thinks there's a mistake in the words of the Mechaber, and the Mechaber also held that animals are chotzeitz. V'li nir de bali chayim chotzeitzim v'adam eino chotzeitz, v'chein nira svaris ha-poskim v'esher de nafal taus b'svarim. There's some type of mistake happened in the svarim, and he holds an animal is chotzeitz, a person is not chotzeitz, maker de dinah. However, then the Mechaber says in Kaf Beis, V'yesh misha omer. He's recording the Sefer Apliya. V'yesh misha omer. Sheish lizayir milipale achrei shum adam. You should not daven behind any person. V'tov lachos ledvarv. And it's correct to be worried about his... So according to this, it sounds like if one wants to be makbid on this halacha, he's not allowed to stand behind a person. How are you going to... You would have to have a shul that is very, very, very long, and everyone is tzamud lakir in order to be makbid on this halacha. Obviously, no shuls really in the world are like this, okay? No one that I ever saw. So the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Sivkot and Samach Tes, points this out. He says, Katav b'sefer ma'amar Mordechai, l'chor yesh l'daktik b'zeh, d'i esher l'izor b'zeh. A person cannot be makbid on this, not to stand behind a person. How could the whole shul be standing at the wall with no person behind them? Lachain Nira says like this: the afla yesh omrim lo havi has a gummer she aser lecholat. This doesn't mean it's a hefse gummer that it's aser to daven behind a person. El zehirus ba'alma sheish zar b'dasher. If you could be makbin on it, good. With basic knesset, you also about the yesher ben yinacher in a basic knesset. If you're in your house, so go daven in front of the wall. And you can be makbid on this halacha, but if you're in a Beit Knesset, where it's obviously not everyone be makbid on this, pshita de motor lechatchila li pal achrei adam, it's motor lechatchila, to stand behind another person, ela shemedaktik b'maisav, yiriya shelamakum kavua neged hakotel, if you have the ability to buy your makam kavua next to the wall, so then that would be better, but obviously not everyone could have their makam kavua in the front row by the wall, and therefore lechatchila one is allowed to daven behind a person, you don't have to worry about it, and even by a thing that is really chotzeitz, the Mishnah Berurah himself says in Sivkot and Samach Gimel, all the way back at the beginning of Kaf Aleph, he says, Mikol makom, ein zal el mitzvah min amufchar, v'leis be'esura k'shetzarech l'kach mitzad docha kamakom, if there's not enough room and your only place to daven is in front of something that is chotzeitz, it's also, you're allowed to daven, it's only mitzvah min amufchar to not have anything between you and the wall. So halacha lemaisa is like this. Best not to have something that is large, that is not part of something that's kavua, and it's not litzar chvila between you and the wall. It's more shaykh usually in your house. If you're davening in your house, if you're davening in a shul, usually most things are either litzar chvila or it's something that is set there like the beam or whatever it might be, that is set between you and the wall. Okay? Lichat chila, there's a mitzvah min a mufkar, not to daven behind a person. That's obviously not for everyone to be makbid on. That mitzvah mutar lechatchila to daven behind a person. We'll see later on in the siman about daven behind your rebbe and people like that. We'll see what's going to be the halacha over there. But the stand behind a regular person, then it is going to be mutar lechatchila to daven behind them. That is not going to be a problem. And even let's say you have an alman in the shul. If you ever been in like the Ramban shul, I'm sure you guys have never been there. You always daven yeshiva like we learned yesterday. But if you ever happen to be in the Ramban shul, like you have those amudim in the middle of the shul that hold the shul up. So that's also considered like a kira. If someone davens in front of that, that's also being other. The whole point of davening in front of a wall is that you're not going to have all the distractions around you. So if you have something else in front of you that is kavua there, that's going to help, that's not going to be mafriya your kavana, that is also going to be this dalacha, that it's not a chatzitza between you and the wall, and it's going to be motor lechatchila to stand over there. Adkan for today. Have a good day, everybody.